always amazed that some people believe things that defy common sense. How do they accept the bizarre and the odd, for which there is no evidence? Sure, some people say that it's harmless, and I wish I could just let it go. But it's not what we know that makes trouble, it's what we know that just isn't so. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, 'cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. I have a friend, her name is Laura, loves to talk about her aura. Every time she's off her game, her dented aura is to blame. She says everybody's got 'em, cameras have been known to spot 'em. Magic, mystic, oral energy. One day I just had to ask her, Laura, make it clear, how's it all supposed to work? Please tell me, I'm all ears. How's an aura get created? Tell me, how's it generated? Is there a hypothesis for how an aura can exist? Maybe you're just having mood swings, which you blame on magic mood things. That's the last time Laura talked to me. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, 'cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. My friend Dennis, he's a scholar, his tech skills earn him top dollar. Just a few short years ago, Dennis saw a UFO. Now he says they're all around us, aliens, in fact, surround us. Probably they're living right next door. I say, Dennis, tell me, buddy, help me understand. How can there be flying saucers buzzing round the land? How come every single sighting seems to come in lousy lighting? I could sure accept the truth with valid photographic proof. When you saw those lights a-blinking, had you maybe just been drinking? Dennis doesn't call me anymore. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, 'cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. Britney, she's a modern lady, rather green and quite new agey. Claims her latest malady was cured by homeopathy. She says it has magic rules, you take some wholesome molecules, dissolve them in the purest H2O. Britney took this grand concoction and her pain was fixed. Come again, I had to say, just what was in that mix? If it works well, what would then be? Water has selective memory, knows the good but not the shit that ever was dissolved in it. Thanks to science, here's what we know, really, it's a big placebo. Britney told me just where I can go. It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, 'cause I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit, 'cause people sure believe some crazy shit. I have have a friend, no doubting Thomas, quite devout and really honest, says despite what we've been told, the earth is really not that old. He will brook no wiser wherefores, that's what holy books are there for. Earth was born 6,000 years ago. To contradict you, Thomas, I admit to feeling grief, but maybe there's some evidence to counter your belief. Like chemistry, biology, astronomy, anatomy, astrophysics, botany, geology, zoology, molecular biology, physics, physiology. Thomas says, so what, they'll burn in hell? It's always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. I state my case and watch the room go silent as a tomb, cause I'm the one who always said, how's that supposed to work? Which makes me end up sounding like an overbearing jerk. Yes, it's a drag to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. I have to speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I just can't make it quit. Cause people sure believe some scary shit. My young neighbors Dave and Tina talked about how they had seen a former Playboy pinup queen speaking out against vaccines. Now they think it's realistic so that no one grows autistic not to vaccinate their little kids. Dave, please listen now before it really is too late. Don't take health advice from one to whom you used to masturbate. Beauty queens have certain assets, science really ain't their strong set. You should get a good assist from a working scientist. Guys, I won't speak gingerly, cause this could cause great injury. The right thing is what Dave and Tina did. So it's not always such a drag to be the skeptic in the room. Sometimes I state my case and find that people will consume. Though I'm the one who always says, how's that supposed to work? It doesn't have to mean that I'm an overbearing jerk. No, it's not bad to always be the lonely skeptic in the room. But I'll still speak my mind when pseudoscience starts to bloom. Although I try to hold my tongue, I know I'll never quit. People do believe, and man do they believe, yes, people do believe some crazy shit.